Oh, we have some sad news this morning. I know the NBA hats, why are we giving guys hats to put on? All right. Unless you don't have any hair, they fit well. But like Ben Carroll, he's got a big salad up there. That hat ain't fitting. By the way, I love that pick.
It was driving me crazy. We talked to Rafael Barlow yesterday about the draft. And
what are you doing over there?
Trying to fix my mic. What the frick does it look like? Are you not watching?
It looks like you have a little mic problem.
I don't even recognize
can't stay
what
up.
We're doing.
Well, I feel like standing today.
All right.
Whoa.
That's apparently a theme of things that stand up straight in this show.
My mic is all sorts of screwed up. Jabari Smith, I like.
Pretty erect right now.
He rocked. That's vertical.
Come on, Matt.
People didn't hear what Shane just said. Shane, that is true.
That's your opinion.
Shane, one of our listeners would like to know how your night went. Did the Stormtrooper costume pay dividends because you're extra squirrely?
This is kind of a big deal.
Flying in your little TIE fighter? No, that's the bad guy's ship. Were you flying in, like, what are the good
guys? Oh, I can be bad.
I don't even understand what's going on.
Come on, Math, you did.
Okay.
What do you
shall we play?
Who would have thought of the three in the room that would participate in this? I would be the one that would be
the
adult.
No, you dropped the ridiculous mic reference. You're not that adult.
But you kept playing with it.
It wouldn't do what I needed it to do.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And this thing doesn't work anyway.
Hey, if you listen to 1620 The Zone on the stream, you'll never have that problem again. You got about 25 different options. Morning.
What up, Gary?
Oh, there you go. I mean, there's your medicine. Dookie Clinton and Sarah were in attendance at the CWS. Did you see them?
Yeah, they sent me a picture, but remember, my phone has been messed up for a week.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
I cannot text, I believe, Androids. So,
well, your thumbs up came back to me.
Yeah, me and Sprint have had a long conversation over the last 4 days.
I have a new go-to. I'll tell you about where you got to go.
When someone in our crew says, oh, yeah, you can fix it, just go to airplane mode and toggle on, toggle off, like, periodically. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Who said that, CP?
Yeah.
He does know how to do a lot, though.
He does. So I think I have it fixed. I think they helped me fix it last night.
Oh, Shane, you good?
Very nice. They say thank you a lot at the Sprint customer service or T-Mobile, whatever it is.
What up, Damon?
Hey, so is it vacation time for staff? Before they get ready to ramp up
Nebraska
for
football?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because I...
Well, after this weekend.
Right, through the 25th, 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got to recharge. Listening to you and Seamus talk at the table day before yesterday, about the schedule.
To go to Dublin?
Hey, how fast is this thing really coming, though? Let's be honest.
Yeah, so Nebraska...
They're going to open up camp in 40 days, right?
Yeah, so tomorrow is 9 weeks from kickoff in Ireland. And Nebraska is leaving at night to fly over there on Monday. They will get in Tuesday morning. They have to have wheels off the ground 4 hours after the game ends. Because they have to go through customs and all of that stuff.
And camp opens the last day of Big Ten Media Days,
yep.
right?
Yep. So basically, report day.
Yeah.
So
that's it,
everybody will
camp's
have,
on the 31st.
Everybody will report, and then Nebraska's contingent will be in Indianapolis. Yeah, they're going to have to be really, really good in their schedule and not waste any downtime, because it's going to be a tight fit for Nebraska once they report to when they go to Ireland. Because, I wonder how they will approach, like, game prep for Northwestern. Will they start it early? Because there's going to be some distractions when you get to Ireland. I mean, that's going to be all new to everybody. So will your game prep for Northwestern actually begin like the third week of camp, like all in on Northwestern game prep? All right, we'll discuss game prep in 2024 for Northern Iowa. That's on the schedule according to FBSschedules.com yesterday. I'm sure we will get an email later this morning confirming that the Nebraska non-con schedule is full until 2027 or through 2027. Seven, I should add.
And you're still down on you and I.
It's not Northern Iowa. I will explain after the top of the hour break here.
UNITY.